If we were in Italy tonight, we would be eating very well. Not just because we'd be eating good pasta and Italian food, but if we were in Italy tonight, we would be celebrating the Epiphany, because in Europe, many parts of Europe and the eastern part of the world, they all celebrate the Epiphany as the big day. This is the big day, not Christmas. They note that Jesus was born on Christmas, and that's okay. They celebrate that too. But what they really celebrate is Epiphany, the day that he makes his appearance to all the nations, not just to shepherds, not just to the Jewish people, but to all the nations. So all the gifts are brought on Epiphany. And because Santa Claus only works at Christmas and only brings the gifts at Christmas, on Epiphany, a lady named La Befana brings the gifts. And La Befana, for those of you who have lived in Europe or have lived in Italy, you know who La Befana is. She was a lady that was on the route where the three kings, where the Magi were coming through. And she said, "Where are you going?" And they said, "We're going to see the newborn king of the Jews. We are really excited about this. Why don't you come with us?" And she said, "Well, I can't, because I've got to sweep the floor, and I got to clean the house, and I got to make sure that everything is put away just right, and I got to take care of all that stuff." And they said, "Well, then catch up with us." So they took off, and La Befana is trying to clean the house, and she's busy about all this stuff. And by the time she tries to follow them, they're way too far. She doesn't know where they are, and she doesn't get to go along. So La Befana was so sad after all those years that because she was too busy to find God, she just couldn't go. And she said, "I can't ever let that happen again." So she said, "I'll make it up to people. I'm going to show people all the time that how important it is to go meet their God." So now every year on Epiphany, when we celebrate God's presence among us, La Befana is the one who brings all the gifts for all the children so that they know how important this day is. Now you're saying, "What has this got to do with us?" A lot. The Feast of the Epiphany is extremely important. For a long time in our country, we celebrated it on January 6th. And when we did, it fell on a weekday often, and it almost got bypassed. Well, finally, they said, "We at least have to move it to Sunday, because this is such an important feast. It is such an important time when we know that God made an appearance to all people for all times, to want to be with all people and help them to be the light of their life." Let me turn a corner here and say, the reason this feast is so important is you and I have been taught to focus on the three kings, or the Magi, and we focus on them. But that's not what this feast is about. Yes, they came and followed the star to find the child. But what the feast is about is what God does, that God shows his face and makes an appearance, a manifestation, an epiphany to all people of all times in all countries. Why is that so important? God understands something that St. Augustine put into words. St. Augustine said one time, our hearts are restless until they rest in God. That's so true. We are made for God. We are made to be in relationship and friendship with God. And when we're not, our hearts are restless. Our hearts turn inside of us. As a pastor, you've heard me talk a lot of times about the pain in people's lives and the hurt in people's lives. And I think I focus on it a lot, first because most priests deal with that a lot. And whether it's the pain of just the difficulties of life, whether it's the pain of sickness, whether it's the pain of loss, a loss of a loved one, a death, whatever it is, there is so much pain in life. And apart from those pains, there's just the difficulty of life. You hear so often lately, especially after COVID and the isolation of so many people for so long, how anxious so many people are, how restless so many people are, how many teenagers and young people are so confused and worried and anxious and have so many pressures on them. The Feast of the Epiphany says that God understands that God knows that, and he knows our hearts are restless until they rest in him. He wants us to build that relationship with him. That's what Epiphany is about, not just that this child is born, but that this child wanted to make an appearance to the whole world, wanted to show his face to the whole world, so that all people in all ages could turn to him in the difficulties of their life, and that all people could really have him be the light, the strength, the courage, the hope, all the things that they need. That's the Feast of the Epiphany. So let's come back to Italy. If we were in Italy tonight, we would be eating well. But because it would be that we're celebrating a wonderful feast, a feast of a God who wants to build a strong relationship with all of us. Let's not be like La Befana and be so busy cleaning our houses that we don't have time to build a relationship to God. Let's be like the Magi who took the risk, made the journey, found the child, and let him be the joy of their life.